This is Matt Donegan from Business Spotlight. I'm here with Jitesh. Jitesh, can you tell me who you are, what you do, and how long you've been doing it for, please?
Yes. Hi, Matt, and thanks for having me, and a pleasure to be here. So who am I? So my name is Jitesh Alai. I'm the founder of OneSC, that stands for One Supply Chain, and we solve problems in the pharmaceutical supply chain space, in particularly the regulatory aspect where information needs to be collected so that drugs can be approved in various markets. In terms of how long I've been doing it, well, in the startup world, I've been doing this now for about 3.5 years, but OneSC in particular has been going on for about 6 months now.
Okay, amazing. So what made you start the business in the first place?
Yeah, good question. I think my own background is I've been in tech and in the big corporate world for about 30 years, you know, from consultancy to kind of big investment banks, and more recently with the likes of Asos.com and Justeat.com. and more companies were asking whether, you know, asking us to go deeper into technology and be more technology experts. But I really wanted to become a more broader individual and understand finance, marketing, how to run a business. So I decided to go off and do an MBA to broaden my skill set, with intention of starting my own business, which I did when I completed my MBA and left leaving Just Eat.
Wow! So you've gone from a large corporate environment into being an entrepreneur and all the joys that that brings. I'm sure that resonates. It's often that we come across entrepreneurs who have come from that environment. They've gone from being a specialist working in one specific area to a generalist working on every single part of the business. How's that journey been for you? Have you enjoyed that journey? What's the challenge been there?
Yes, I mean, many challenges. I think in my previous life, I was what they call a QA specialist. So doing quality assurance on software, and then running projects and teams associated with that. And then, of course, when you transition to running your startup, you're doing much more than that. You start off by incorporating a company, lots of legal aspects, you know, business insurance, hiring people, setting about processes, working out what needs to be done now, next, and later. It's a different ball game, and of course, you literally are counting down the hours and the minutes, and you know, making sure that the time is well spent on the right things. And it's a very different ball game when in the corporate world, where you know you would attend meetings without worrying about, well, who's paying your bill, whereas yeah. Now you attend meeting and thinking, God, is the best use of my time.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll come on to time in a minute. Let me find out more about your company. What makes you special? What does OneSC do that others don't?
Yes, so I think the little bit of context here is when I started, moving into the startup world, I first started a digital consultancy business, and one of my first customers was a pharmaceutical company. And this was just at the point that the pandemic hit. So we were doing what we call design thinking exercises, where we were shadowing our users and our customers, trying to understand the way they worked and the challenges that they were having. And we realized that, you know, information sharing and collaboration was very, I call it frictional. Frictional in the sense information was shared on email, on SharePoint, on faxes, on USBs, and often a drug batch that needed to be approved as a matter of urgency could not be approved because the right information couldn't be found. So then I guess the challenge here I set about is, okay, we need to improve collaboration and information collaboration. And this is needed from a regulatory perspective, because to approve a drug for, let's say, the UK market, we need to collect about 250 pages of information. A qualified chemist and a pharmacist has to review that and then approve that drug to say, yes, that meets all the criteria and that's safe to release in the market. Right. And I thought there must be a better way of doing this rather than you know, people sitting in meetings and you know, chasing each other for pieces of information.
Yeah.
So that's what our platform does, essentially solves that problem,
yep.
brings a single unified platform, which enables all supply chain partners to connect, add information, and also collaborate, just like a chat function. It's like, hey, I'll send through your document. Please, can you review it? Let me have your feedback. Or if there's a question, the question is put on the platform. And you're almost agnostic to where people are in the world. And that's how it should be. So that's a USP. It's a regulatory platform, which allows pharmaceutical companies to get their drugs approved and provide a single source of information.
And because of the time that's required or the time that's lost in doing this, presumably you're saving your customers vast sums of money.
Indeed. I think there's a number of quantitative benefits and many qualitative as well. So in terms of quantitative, hit the nail on the head, we are saving people time in finding information because information is all in the platform now. We also then compressing the time need taken to review and release batches, which ultimately means there's more time of your product in the on the shelf.
Yeah.
Now, and the way to think about this is, as soon as a drug is made, the expiry is set. Yeah. Mm. And you can't change that because, you know, the raw material ingredients, the active ingredient is in the pill.
Yeah.
But the longer you take to approve the batch, the less time you have in the shelf.
Yeah. So you're cutting down the commercial peril that the pharmaceutical companies have with regards to releasing batches for sale. I mean, it sounds to me like it's a bit of a no-brainer, to be honest. So, and if it is that cohesive to provide all the information in one place, then kind of why not use it? It's crazy in some ways that people didn't do like this before. So well done for you for acknowledging that. That's great for seeing it and seeing what the opportunity is, which is the journey of an entrepreneur, I guess. That's how it all starts. So
indeed,
that's how it all starts. How are you growing the business? Is this is it slow and steady? Is it a hockey stick? I know you're in the relative early days of the business, but how are you seeing your journey immediately in front of you at the moment?
I think, well, this industry requires slow and steady because you know, they don't like to take too many risks or move too quickly because ultimately you're dealing with patient safety and product quality and so on. So the transformational change takes time. And in that, you know, we're working with customers, almost helping them do digital transformation and behavioral change. And those two things take time. I guess the question was, it's not a hockey stick. Of course, we'd like it to be, but this industry requires a slow and steady approach. And then steady, from a business perspective, it's a steady growth. And also, almost the industry requires you to have your software kind of almost clinically validated because you're dealing with patient safety. And with our future roadmap, where we will do AI and ML solutions, they will require lots of validation before we can release to customers. So I think slow and steady is the name of the game.
Very, very heavily regulated sector. And you deal with some of the biggest pharmaceutical companies of the world, I would presume.
Yes. So ultimately, if you think of our platform as there's everybody involved from raw materials provider to manufacturers to logistics providers to packagers, testing facilities, and so on. Along that change, there's smaller players and there's larger players. You know, for example, logistics, people like DPD or DHL are involved. And in terms of people who provide the imagery of the boxes, much smaller companies. So larger companies can use our platform because ultimately for them, whilst they would do everything in-house, they have different departments all over the world and they can use a platform for that. So to answer to your question, it applies to small players and big players equally. The key here is it makes collaboration and sharing much more easier.
Okay. So you're dealing with some of their challenges. What about your challenges? So with when we talk to entrepreneurs, with pretty much all business owners, you can look at three different areas where businesses have specific challenges. It's either in time, they're working, putting resource into the right areas of the business at the right time, focusing on the right things with the right people, or they just haven't got enough time in the day. That's the big thing. There isn't enough time, there aren't enough hours in the day. Or it's down to the team, building, developing a cohesive team that's performing optimally, or it's the good old favorite money, generating enough cash in the business, cash flow, collecting monies, making sure you're not paying too much. What's the biggest pain point for you at the moment?
I would say all three, but if you were to say which one in particular, I think time is critical for us, mainly because we need to get features out to our customers because they're time saving. We just don't have, like I said, enough time in the day to go through all the motions to get it done.
Yeah,
because it's easy for us to develop the software, but that validation aspect takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And we'd like to squeeze that as possible. Okay. But just touching on the other two points, the team is super important because, again, this domain requires people with deep knowledge of the industry and of course, the engineering skills to convert the problems into solutions. Mm-hmm. And of course, on the last point, the fundraising, we're dealing with some pretty complex problems and ultimately these cost. And when we're looking at compressing the times of batch review and release through AI ML, that's costly technology.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. There's some exciting and slightly scary times ahead of us with AI, and I'm sure you'll be addressing that with your background as well. So are you on track to achieve your business growth goals?
No, is a simple answer. And there's, I guess, this is the challenge of a startup. We get thrown curveballs every day. Whilst we are growing and growing at a steady pace, of course, I'd like for us to be a little bit more ahead of where we are.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the challenges. It's this industry moves slower than others, and we have to give it time. And I believe there will be a hockey stick kind of pickup once more and more people are adopting it.
Yeah.
Then it's easier for new players to come on and adopt the platform because they get confidence that others are using it.
And presumably there's going to be a significant degree of lock-in as soon as the companies start to use the platform, and perhaps some viral growth in there as well as companies mm-hmm. adopt the platform and then recommend to others. So there's that could be great for you guys, I presume.
Totally. I think the benefit what our customers tell us is the platform brings standardization, and standardization is good because when people move on or when people join, that standardization process makes it easier to onboard. And even when people leave, companies know that the information is in the platform and they haven't lost it. Almost information hasn't gone with the individuals.
Yes. Yeah.
So that, because of that very nature, people like the platform and they want to use it more and more because it brings organization, structure, standardization. The platform does constrain you, but that's a positive constraint. And to your point, yes, it creates that sticky effect where more and more people want to use it. And almost they're encouraging their partners to come on board because it makes it easier for the whole supply chain to collaborate.
Yeah. Okay. So as a business owner, what's been your biggest lesson in the last few years?
Prepare for the unknown unknowns. It's hard. it's hard to predict what will not happen. And we've had many curveballs. I think, for example, the validation exercise was an eye-opening and painful, but needed. There was a pros and cons here. So initially, our platform was simply seen as a tracker of information.
Yeah.
But then it became more critical. It was seen as a critical platform, which is required for patient safety, product quality, data integrity. And as soon as you tick those boxes, you have to validate it.
Right.
And that was a a massive, let's say, journey for us. It was painful. It was hugely educational. But on the other side, it's a huge barrier to entry for the businesses. And now that we've done it, we will maintain it. We will maintain that gold standard on our platform because that's what the industry requires.
Yeah, that's great. So if you were looking back at your 18-year-old self right now, tell me, what would you tell them? What would you tell yourself?
Start a side hustle early. Learn how to start a business, run a business. You know, think about, you know, things I've learned over the 3 years. You know, things about branding, product, development, team management, team motivation, you know, equity structures. You know, learn that early. You know, and you can do that as a like a side hustle, yeah. And then, you know, have that in your back pocket, because doing a startup and doing your own business is very rewarding.
Yeah, that's great advice. The background knowledge that is required in developing a business is far, far greater than most business owners realize when they first started their companies. And it's not always easy, but it is very rewarding in more ways than one, spiritually as well as financially, obviously. Yeah. So what plans have you got that you'd like to share? What's the business about to do that you think is super exciting?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've just put in our grant applications to take us on to the next journey, which is to do with AI ML. And what we'd like to do is, so as I mentioned, for a simple drug, about 250 pages, for complex drugs, you know, this could be double the amount, 500 pages of information that needs to be processed by individual. Now, we're on a mission to make that easier. You know, if you just imagine the cognitive burden of an individual where they're having to manage multiple batches and they're having to process or think about, where was this document in this batch? Where was this document in this batch? And have I thought about everything on this batch? Because if they've approved, or let's say approved a batch and there's a product recall or patient impact, that's, you know, to us as a human being, that's very worrying. Yeah. So we're looking, and this is the qualitative benefits I mentioned, is we want to reduce the cognitive burden on individuals, but we want to also reduce the processing times required in approval of drugs.
Right.
And that's our journey, where these items are almost groundbreaking in this industry, but we are going on that journey. And yeah, watch this space and see how we will innovate to get drugs onto our, you know, for our benefit, onto our shelves quickly. And this isn't a problem that will go away. If you think about what's happening wider in the industry, we've got personalized medicines happening. We've got cell and gene therapies, continuous manufacturing.
Yeah.
The number of drugs are going to increase. The number of qualified professionals, qualified chemists and pharmacists aren't increasing at the same pace.
Yeah.
So ultimately, us as patients will struggle because we're not getting medicines quick enough. Yeah. And platforms like OneSC are very much needed.
That's absolutely fascinating. I hadn't thought of it like that. Personalized drugs, of course, that's coming around the corner. That's happening now. It's starting to take off. And that's certainly where the future is. So that's, yeah, now you've put it in that light, it makes it even more significant. It's fantastic. How do our viewers find out more about what you do? Is there a website address you'd like to mention, or the best way to get in contact?
Best way, I mean, we have our website, onesc.com. We also put regular blogs out on LinkedIn. Best way I suggest is connect with us on LinkedIn, drop us a message, or follow our blog on our website. It's we will keep you updated through those channels.
Perfect. Well, look, it's been absolutely fascinating to hear about your journey. Really want to find out what you guys are continuing to do over the next few years, next few months. It sounds like you're on a really exciting journey, and I look forward to keeping contact with you and to finding about more and more advice you'd like to give us as well. So thank you so much for your time. Enjoy your business journey. Enjoy your personal journey.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you so much, Matt. Pleasure to be here, and thank you for listening. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.